Oh boy, welcome back to another episode of the Josh Potter Show. I am, of course, Josh Potter, and thank you again for joining us. I just want to let you know I'm going to be out on the road a little bit. If you were just in Milwaukee and you saw me, thank you so much. I'm going to be this weekend. If you're going to see Annie Letterman in Cleveland, you'll see me there as well. Beyond that, on the 15th, I will be at Zany's in Nashville. I'm excited about that. And on the 30th, I will be in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And I'll be doing the DC improv. All those tickets up on my Twitter at J_Potter, up on my Instagram at Josh_Potter. Go to the link tree in the bio and scoop them up. And by the way, down the road, I will be returning back to where the roach was born. With all the other eggs, I'm the only one who made it out. Buffalo, New York. Helium Comedy Club, coming home for Thanksgiving weekend. Can't wait for it. 5 freaking shows. So I hope you join me for that. Tickets for that are on sale now. Also, twitch.tv/Josh_Potter if you want to watch me play video games in the time that I have in between all these shows. Today, we have a very special guest I'm excited to bring aboard. You know her. You love her. She's the most frequent resident here at the Roach Motel. It's Chase O'Donnell, folks.
Hey. Hello.
What's up?
Wow, you're busy. That's a lot of dates you've got.
Got a few shows. What about you? What do you got going on?
Oh, you know, same old. I'm still on the road with Christina P. So wherever she is, I'm there too.
Christina P. online to find tickets.
Yeah, you're good.
I used to do this. I used to be on the guy that would have the comics come in, and I'd have to be like, I'd have to know all their shit to like plug it and stuff. Yeah. But they never knew I was a comic.
Mm. They always are.
As I drink. But what else you got going on?
Oh, I have a new podcast.
Uh-huh, I was hinting at that.
I forgot. Oh, you're good. I have a new podcast called Chase Your Enthusiasm, where it's just a self-accountability podcast where each week I give myself a challenge to try to follow through on, you know, because if I didn't broadcast it, I wouldn't do it.
Is it now, because I did it with...
You sure did.
I did last week's episode where you were holding yourself accountable in terms of writing.
Mm-hmm.
So
to write a joke specifically.
Now, okay. Do you ever beat yourself up? I've listened to 2 episodes.
Thank you.
Do you ever beat yourself up over not accomplishing something? You sit there and you're like, oh,
idiot woman.
There's only been 3 episodes and I've been really good about following through the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I haven't.
Is it getting daunting as you go along?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
It's a lot of work.
Giving you some I'm not going to say what they are, but I've given you some cheat codes how you can get through some episodes.
You sure did.
Hold yourself accountable to things that you really want. Like,
we can say it.
I gotta relax this week.
Josh told me my challenge should be to relax, which is a very hard challenge for me.
I mean, it's not a hard challenge for me. I feel like I do it too often, but I don't feel like I'm relaxing in those moments that I have to relax. I feel like I'm just going insane about sitting still for so long.
Exactly. I relax all the time, mm-hmm. but I'm anxious while
yeah,
I'm doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really anxious that I'm relaxing.
No, that makes complete sense. So I sit there and I beat myself up when I feel like I should be doing something else, you know? I'm like,
oh my God.
Idiot woman!
I even call myself that.
Yeah.
But I also noticed...
Tell me.
That you are doing so many TikToks. Have you become a TikTok superstar?
Oh my God, guess what? My week one challenge was to do a TikTok a day.
A TikTok a day.
A TikTok a day.
Yeah.
So that kind of just like gave me some momentum. And that's so sweet you say TikTok superstar because I get just hundreds of views. I'm not even in the thousands.
Really? Even with Christina like making you do challenges and stuff?
On Instagram, they do pretty well. On TikTok, not so okay. much.
You gotta get those Chinese
TikTok
bots
app.
Up in your, in your mentions there.
But it's fun because... It's kind of fun when no one's really
looking. Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
You can just do what you want.
I did notice the last one you had was with Dion the Wanderer, and it's a problematic song you found out, an old problematic one.
Yeah.
A lot of those songs.
I've had an idea.
You could make that a whole series.
That's what someone said. I think I should. But what other songs are there?
Well, you got Neil Young.
Sweet Caroline.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon. So don't touch her. You know what I mean? It's all about like, Love you so much, can't count all the ways you die for your girl, and all you say is he's no good, or something like that. It's like, you're an old man hitting on a young, like, clearly,
you know what?
She's
you're
not
right.
a woman soon.
So. Young girl.
Gary Pluckett and the Union Gap.
Get out of my mind.
That song is all about being a pedophile
oh
and
gosh,
having to
right.
to grapple with being a pedophile. That song is about grappling with being a pedophile. That's what he says. He's like, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
You better run, girl. You're much too young.
He's a pedophile. He's a predator.
Okay,
he's grappling with his own realization of that.
So what, should I just be in the audience like, let me run?
I always thought that about that. I'm like, that Gary Pluckett song is a confession.
You're right.
It's him going like, I That's am a pedophile one. And I'm grappling. There's a comic in New York City named Greg Stone. And he used to work at a, I feel bad telling a story.
Tell me.
But he used to work at a old folks home. And he would take care of people. He got to know this one guy, and he was like dying. And on his, he goes like, you know, what's one thing that you're very proud of or most proud of in your life? And this old man goes, I'm proud because I have urges to, sexual urges towards children. Mm. And I've never succumbed to them.
Mm.
And that was like when he took that to the grave, like being proud that he never did. Gary Pluckett, same thing. He had to write a song about it. Speaking of pedophiles, did you listen to the new Drake album?
Oh. You know what? I didn't.
Certified Lover Boy hit the streets last night.
So I actually didn't know he came out with a new album, but I saw an Instagram that my friend posted saying, have you noticed that Drake has just come out with the same album year after year after year? And it makes sense now that he posted that because a new album came out. Didn't
yeah, I
know
mean, it.
It
was trending all over the place. And I have yet
I'm not
to
up with pop culture.
It's tough to find now albums. It's so weird because albums used to come out on like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So if you had an artist that you liked, you'd be like, oh, my God, Tuesday the 17th, this album drops. And you have to go to the store
yeah,
and buy
it.
I sound like
yeah.
such a fucking old man. I'm like, you have to go to the store. Now it's like they just put them up on Spotify.
Would you go to the store?
Yeah.
Would you go to Borders?
I'd go to FYE, Borders, Media Play, all of these.
And types. You were getting CDs.
That's precisely what I was getting.
Yeah. Same. But I, you know, I've never, this is an unpopular opinion and I hate to say it, but I've never been the biggest music fan.
Interesting.
I hear
That's
it on the radio.
That's a wild thing to say.
Is that really unpopular?
No, it's not unpopular. It's interesting because here's the thing.
Did I just lose everybody?
No. My mother, this is something my mother always said to me. Okay. She goes, I don't like any bands or like artists. I just like songs.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
always like, that's such a dim way to look at things. But then you're like, well, not really. I mean, as I've gotten older, I've realized there's only so much music from my formative years. So I really, I'm just replaying all of that.
Yeah. You know, I listened to Taylor Swift's full album that came out over
recently.
Yeah.
See, I haven't done that either.
I listened to the full one, but that's the only album I've listened all the way. I love
yeah,
Taylor.
That's the other thing. I haven't listened to it. I thought it was an age thing.
Oh, you
like
know
I'm
what?
Getting too old or something, or I'm just like.
Do you know Olivia Rodrigo?
Yes, the license plate
okay,
song.
Yeah, I listened.
Or the
to
driver's that. License.
I listened to that whole album too.
What's that song? How's that song go?
Oh, I got my driver's license last week. And now I can't drive past your house because you broke up with me.
It's not Gary Pluckett's house, is it?
Mm-mm.
He's over there going like, whoa, she got her driver's license? Write that down.
Yeah.
Olivia.
And just then cut to young. Get out of,
get
my,
out
mind.
Of my mind. What a song.
So yeah, I do like Drake's, they call me on the telephone. You know that one? You know the one I'm talking about?
I do.
I like the music video.
I don't think he says
video.
Telephone.
Yeah. Oh, is it the cell phone?
Yeah, I think so.
Some phone he gets called on, and he has a really nice groove in the video.
You can call me like on my that. Cell phone.
That, yeah.
Right. I know that one, but I don't know any of the
so
other
what
words.
So I'm sorry. I totally, I said
no, I, just
no,
asked if you listened
I didn't
to it.
Know he came out with one. What did you think?
I haven't listened to it yet. I was curious. It's literally 12 hours old maybe at this point.
Oh, so it's
that.
Over.
So I want to check it out. I mean, it was every song title was trending on Twitter.
Really?
Like by itself. So everyone was all talking about it. It's almost like I heard it, but haven't heard it. Like I already know things about it.
Me too. I know that it sounds the same as his past albums, according to my friend Chase.
Well, I'm not trying to get too, because I don't know what I'm talking about. Kanye also put out a new album. And I saw somebody compare the fact that he goes, Kanye is good at making music and Drake is good at rapping. If only they could combine, because that's their fault in the other realm. So maybe they will someday.
What do you think that would look like?
I think it would be fun. Speaking of music, Ceramics. Thank you for making the intro bed that we played. That was a song called 34, just giving a shout out.
Thank you, Ceramics.
To Ceramics. And now that we're out of the nice boy clock, I wanted to ask you, we're coming up on the holiday season. It's almost 9/11's 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've been inundated with documentaries because they're just posting them on every streaming service, like they're Christmas movies, like the way that, because they're like, it's 9/11 time. So where were you on 9/11? I'm curious.
I was at home.
How old were you, first of all? Do you mind my asking?
No, I was like 2001. I was nine. Mm. I was in bed, and I woke up to my parents going, oh, my God.
Well, because you're out here, so it happened at like 5 in the morning. Yes, out here in Los Angeles.
And it was so early, and I stormed out into the living room, and I was like, you're watching ice skating again, because they had like woken me up watching ice skating one morning, and then it was not ice skating at all.
It was 9/11.
In fact, it was, yes. So,
So what did you do the rest of the day? How did the rest of your day? Because you were nine, and I'm always curious.
School hadn't started yet, so
a
lot of kids stayed home. I ended up going to school. I remember kids were crying because, like, I had a friend that their family member was on a flight to New York. And
well, yeah, because the flights were coming from Logan to LA.
Were they? I thought they were going to New York.
No, they were coming from there to go here. And that's why the strategy behind the terrorism was they picked the ones with the most fuel.
Oh,
so they would take off from Logan and then there's one right to the New York or wherever the fuck.
Right. And they didn't, but nobody knew at that point what.
Where they came from.
Where they came from.
Yeah. They knew once they crashed and stuff, they said that one came from here or there. Because my buddy, that was a different deal, but his uncle was like in a tower. And so he got to like go home early. But I'll tell you my story after the fact, after you finish yours. So you were in school. Someone was crying because one of their people were on a flight.
Yeah. She had a family member flying to New York and then they sang the national anthem and we had like a moment of silence in our, in my classroom. And so, yeah, I remember that day very vividly.
Do you remember how the adults were acting? Like, do you have any sort of like, because you were nine, so it's tough. Like, being that age, it's almost like it doesn't register as real life. I don't know.
No, it did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I remember because my parents kept saying, this is just like when JFK died. Like, we all remember where we were when he got shot. Mm. And they were just like in kindergarten for that.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I do think like it was such a huge event that take it all in.
But some people I've come across don't remember.
What?
Because they were so young.
Well, how young?
The biggest sin there is to not remember 9/11. It's never forget. So,
They had to be born in 2000 to not remember that.
99 if they were two. I mean, two or three. Do you remember things when you were two or three? I don't know.
No, but I remember hearing about the Northridge earthquake.
Yes.
I was around for that, but I don't remember.
Interesting.
So yeah, you don't remember when you're two.
I was 15 when 9/11 happened. So I was a sophomore in high school.
Wow. So you really.
Yeah.
This was
fucked
like,
me up.
Whoa.
I mean, it fucked a lot of other people up worse, but I mean like.
And
it's
you
something
were in New
York.
That
changed my life. I was in Buffalo. So it's, you couldn't
but
be further
New
from New York without leaving the state. But, you know, so you're 8 hours away. In fact, it was. Being in Buffalo, it's so weird. Like, I was 15, so don't make fun of me for this. But I remember I went up on the roof of my house to see if I could see the smoke, which is so dumb. Obviously, I would never be able to.
Oh, so were you not at school?
Well, I was. So I was at school. Okay. First period happened, and it was gym for me. So I was in the locker room, and my friend Chris comes into the locker room, and he goes, some idiot flew a plane into the World Trade Center. Like, it had just happened. So everyone thought it was like a Cessna.
Yeah, I remember watching it going, because we watched the second plane live and we were going, is this an accident?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we thought it was an accident. And then they came over the announcements and they wouldn't let us, because we were supposed to do gym class outside. They wouldn't let us go outside. So they came over the announcements and said, you know, America's under attack or whatever. And then we went into like an auditorium, all of us, to watch the news coverage. And we watched the second plane go down.
Oh my God. It's emotional.
It was wild. I mean, I remember just going like, oh, like it
when
was
I
like
talk
the adults.
About it, I get like shivers.
The adults didn't know what was going on either. You could see it on their face. So I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like I said that. And they did. They let eventually, because it was high school. And we were able to leave at like 9th period, 8th period or something at that time.
That's a lot of periods.
So, yeah.
How many periods did you
have? We had 9 periods, but I'm saying end of the school day, you were allowed to like leave.
Okay.
You didn't have to stay if you didn't have classes. Mm-hmm. So at this point, they were just like, anybody who wants to leave, if you have somebody who can come sign you out, you can leave. So I had my grandpa come pick me up and he took me to my house and I just sat, my parents were at work. I just sat there and watched television all day. I watched both of them come down, everything. And I just watched TV over and over again. My dad came home from work because his restaurant closed and he was like, I got to get this kid away from the TV. Mm-hmm. So we ended up driving around and listening to the radio. Which wasn't any better. I don't know why he, but it was like, I still look back and I'm like jealous to a degree that I never got to like be in radio during 9/11. As weird as that sounds, like as terribly selfish
as that sounds. Is this what got you into radio?
A little bit. I'm
really?
Not going to lie. Like it made me go like, this is crazy. Like, and then I got to hear all the stories. I mean, I started working there like 3 years later. So all the guys that worked on 9/11 told me all the stories and everything about like getting tape and how crazy it was. And they had to relay information and blah, blah, blah. Well, folks, we're getting rid of all the masks hopefully soon. I don't know when we're going to get rid of them, to tell you the truth. But you want your smile to be off and popping once this whole thing is done, don't you? You're going to be showing your face a little bit more. You don't want to be rocking a wonky-ass smile. So Candid is here to help. And people have weird, especially adults, have a weird sort of stigma when it comes to orthodontists. Listen, you have a specialist when it comes to your car. You go to a mechanic. You have a specialist when it comes to a lot of things. You know, like a plumber, for instance, comes and fixes your shower. He's a specialist. You need a specialist when it comes to your smile. And Candid hooks you up with orthodontists. And the best thing about it is, you know, there's a lot of poorly reviewed and insanely priced clear aligner companies out there. Candid only works with orthodontists. So the people that specialize in teeth movement, you see. And so they want to help you get your smile to be straighter and whiter today. The same orthodontist who created your plan is the one who's going to be with you from start to finish, so you never have to wonder how you're doing with Candid. And your treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist with an expert in tooth, who is an expert in tooth movement, as I mentioned. Book an appointment today at a Candid studio near you, or you can do everything from the comfort and convenience of your own home. And we'll tell you about that in a moment. The average Candid treatment is just about 6 months, and you'll start seeing results even before then. And it costs thousands less than the traditional braces, my friend. So your aligner treatment you'll get with Candid's teeth whitening for free, by the way. So you get your aligner, and then they're going to do the whitening and make your smile brighter just out of the goodness of their hearts. If you want to get started, you can go right now to Candid and get their straightener, get a brighter smile you've always wanted. Right now, you get started from home for just $15 with a Candid starter kit, or you can book an appointment at a Candid studio near you today. Go to candidco.com/Josh and use code Josh. That's candidco.com/Josh, code Josh. Take advantage of this limited time offer for a $15 starter kit with Candid. That's candidco.com/Josh. Use code Josh. Today's Josh Potter show is also brought to us by the fine folks at DoorDash. You've got back-to-back meetings. You've got errands to run. You've got children to take care of. You've got a wife who's yapping at you. I don't know. Maybe a husband who's yapping at you. Regardless, you want to take something off the table. Don't think about ordering dinner tonight. Let DoorDash worry about it. All you got to do is a couple clickety-clacks. They make it so easy with their app. And bing, bang, boom, you're getting whatever the heck you can even imagine off of DoorDash from so many restaurants. I tried to find a restaurant that wasn't on DoorDash, and I couldn't really find it. I mean, they've got such a selection, especially in a major city. I mean, it's unbelievable how many restaurants they have to choose from. And also, by the way, you can have your convenience shopping done, whether it be for toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, stuff that you just like would pick up along the way, get it delivered with DoorDash. You can even do your groceries through DoorDash. If anything this past year taught us, it's to savor every moment together. Spend less time prepping and cooking and more time with the people that you love with the help of DoorDash. And right now, for a limited time, My listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. Just download the DoorDash app and enter code Josh. That's $25 off up to $10 value and zero delivery fees for your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code Josh. Don't forget that's code Josh for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply. I also wanted to talk about this because we discovered a new sort of lane of terrorism last week here on the program.
Uh-oh.
Semen terrorism.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
Have you ever been a victim?
Can you explain it one more time?
Well, as I understand it, it is the act of somebody maybe putting semen in your drink or on your clothing or smearing it onto your property of some kind
or
your hair.
I really hope not. That's right. You just reminded me. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know, but isn't it like you're not supposed to know?
I don't know. I don't know what the definition of terrorism is: a violent act or an intimidating act in the pursuit of fundamental or political change. So I don't understand how they can equate this act. I feel like this is just a pervy thing to do. It should be a sex crime, like they say, but I don't understand how it's terrorism.
It's actually labeled that? You didn't come up with that name?
No, that's what they call it in South Korea, semen terrorism. And I can't take credit for this, but someone said the semen terrorists should be called jizz hottists.
Oh.
I forget who said that, but great, great YouTube comment out there. Can't take credit for it.
Whoa.
Jizz hottists. They're on their jizz hod. I love it.
I don't think I've been a victim.
That's good. We have some people that can chime in on semen terrorism here. I got some emails. I want to know, because I want to find out who's been a victim of this. And
I'd love to know, too.
How does it, in fact, you know, change things fundamentally or politically? I don't know. But
okay.
Here's what it says. Here's this from Tyler Perhamus.
Tyler Perry?
Tyler, yeah, I wish. Nope, this is probably a white person. Hey, Josh, listening to last week's episode when you brought up the semen terrorism. Well, when I was in high school, there was another student who was regularly bullied by the popular kids, and for his birthday, he brought in cupcakes that had been made with his semen. After everyone had eaten them, he stood up and announced what he had done to them. What a legend.
Oh, okay, so I thought it was going to go a different way.
No.
I thought the bully
became the bully.
Got revenge.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He pulled what's that movie? Van Wilder, the one they made that's like about Bert. Didn't you remember when they did that? They put like the dog's jizz inside of like a pastry, and then everyone's like, these are great.
I don't think I've seen it.
So I wonder if he took a page out of that book when he made the cupcakes.
But that is great. But he announced it.
He announced it. That is like, I mean, that's, so did Osama bin Laden after 9/11. He was like, I did that.
Yeah, you're right.
I did that. So, I mean, you got to take credit.
Yeah.
It's like it would have been fucked up if someone else took credit for his semen terrorism. You know,
you're
another
right.
a group of jihadists out there come out and they're
yeah.
like, he's like, no, that was me. They're like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the semen terror, I mean, I'm still in awe of semen terrorism. I'm curious about it. If you've been affected by semen terrorism out there, please to be emailing us. joshpottershow@gmail.com is the email, by the way, if you have instrumentals or if you want to deliver any feedback. By the way, I have to make an apology to you, Kirsten. I was talking about your lover, or the one that you wanted to be your lover, the Superman.
Oh, Clark Kent.
Tom Welling. But I had brought up the other one, Henry Cavill, who plays the Superman in the movies. And I confused him with James Caviezel. Because I was like, yeah, he played Jesus too. And then people were like, that was Jim Caviezel, not Henry Cavill. I get names wrong. I'm like, I'm turning into my grandma who had dementia. I'm turning into her.
It's close, though.
Devin Dodson says, love the show, Potter. I'm sitting here listening to episode 48, marveling at how you go almost straight from apologizing for the Jack Moss, Jack Morris mix-up right into confusing Henry Cavill with Jim's Caviezel during the Superman discussion. I swear an awesome feature of the show would be if you just allowed yourself to say whatever shit occurs to you. That is the show. That's what the show is, by the way, what you're describing here. And then begin every episode with a list of corrections. Yeah, I do that every fucking week. You just describe what the show is. Thank you, Devin, for that feedback.
Thank you, Devin.
Now, there's another thing I want to bring up before we get into the news and into the sports and such.
Okay.
Is there a person, because the reason the Superman person came up was because we were discussing...
Who you'd get AIDS for?
Yes. But I found out, by the way, I have to distinguish this. This is an apology. Magic Johnson doesn't have AIDS. He has HIV positives.
Yeah.
So whatever, whatever the difference is.
Another correction.
Half dozen of one, six of the other, right, whatever they say. But yeah, I guess it's different.
It so, is. It is.
One's a death sentence and one's not. Is that
the
difference?
Yeah, he just has to be very careful. Because if he's more prone, he's now very prone to... I'm not a doctor.
Get this, by the way. I don't know this to be true. Obviously, mm-hmm. I confused AIDS and HIV positive, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do think I've read somewhere that he is no longer HIV positive even. Like, he's somehow bucked the trend and has gone HIV negative.
I think you might be right.
I think that's a thing. But regardless, mm-hmm. let's just say HIV positive, so it's manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Who is there anyone out there?
No.
Not a person.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker. I was listening to this past episode and I was thinking, is there someone? And I was like, no.
Not a single person.
No.
Wow.
I
well, for you, I guess, okay, what if I made this? You get to like marry them. Does that make it better?
Yeah.
It does? All right. Well, okay. There you go. Okay. Marry them, well, not fuck them.
Fine.
Yeah.
If you ask 15-year-old me, I would have said Dylan Sprouse of Sweet Life of Zach and
Cody.
You'd
get HIV positive to marry Dylan Sprouse.
At 15.
Not now?
No, my obsession has faded.
Okay, but have you? And
I've since never had an obsession so strong for anybody. Like, that's the peak of my obsession. So, like...
So, there is a point in your life where you would have signed off on that.
If you had asked me that question then, I probably still would have said no. But that's who I'm thinking, like, is the only person that I've been very obsessed with.
I'm starting to think that there are less people that I would say no to.
Less people you would say no to.
Wait. Meaning, like, because people would be like, what about this person? I'd be like... Yeah, I think I would. Okay. Like, the list just keeps growing.
So I found that, yeah, like, my true... When I was obsessed with people, I was in high school, because, like, I had Jonas Brothers on my wall, Zac Efron, you know them all.
I know them all.
And I'm wondering, were your major obsessions with, like, celebrities when you were in high school, or do you still
continue? I named
them
last week, Sarah Michelle Gellar, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had, like... You know, when I was like kind of like, I don't know, 14 or something like that, all the Baywatch girls, obviously. Yasmine Bleeth, don't look her up now. Woof. I mean, poor lady. Uh-oh. She's been through the ringer. Tough go. Nicole Eggert was a big one. You know, the
so
whole,
like, are those
the whole
the
squad
that hold special places in your heart now? Because.
Well, Sarah Michelle Gellar, most certainly.
Really?
She looks so good.
She does. Like, and she's married to Freddie Prinze Jr.
And they both have aged so well.
And, you know, I do check in on their Instagram every now and then.
So do I.
And they do tons of throwbacks to when they were, like,
yes.
in their movies.
You know
together.
What actually, like, sexually probably fucked me up was the scene from Cruel Intentions where, is it, who is the fucking Nev Campbell or whatever, the dark-haired chick from Cruel Intentions, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I can't. I just am remembering
her?
Reese.
I can't remember the girl who she was.
But you were a big fan.
No. But there's a scene where she makes out with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh.
Like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, like, teaches her how to kiss or something like that.
Yeah.
That scene fucked me up. Like, that's all the porn I watch now is that.
Still, see?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It was, like, a big moment. I think it, like, thrusted me through puberty or something like that. I don't know. It was just a wild brain-melting scene. That I saw at, like, just the right age where it just skewed my sexual, like, I don't know, proclivities. I can never say that fucking word.
I don't know that word. It's a big word.
No, I mean, like I said, like, if two girls made out, it would be better than me having sex with them because of that scene.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm just...
Yeah, no.
It's
I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kirsten? You know that lady, the dark-haired lady in that scene? Cruel Intentions. Go check
it's
it out, all you youngsters out
and
there.
And then she married the guy.
Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a. It was all like a, I don't know what you call that group of actors and actresses. They were very like, it was very like frat packy.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the
and
80s.
Then did you know Reese Witherspoon was like pregnant at 19 with him?
Did not know
with,
that. Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah.
By the way, the Ryan Phillippe was always my, like, if you ever had those... would you go gay for a guy conversations.
He's your guy.
He would be the one I would like pull the trigger.
Really?
Yep.
So yeah, see.
And he's a big comedy fan, I guess, so I think we'd get along.
My
great.
Point.
Hit me up.
Exactly, is that the people you were big fans of in your like teens, childhood is really who holds that special place in your heart growing up.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And now, yeah. By the way, but like I said, you could list some people.
Okay.
Throw some names out at me and I would sit here and I'll go like.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I would. I'd get HIV for Taylor Swift, hell yeah. There's not many I would say no to.
Olivia Rodrigo.
I don't know
These
what she looks
girls.
Like, but she, young
oh,
girl, yeah. Get out of my mind. I'm not getting HIV for that. That's also
she's,
another
but
crime.
She's 18.
Okay, well then maybe.
Who else is famous?
I don't know. I'm just saying like you.
That's a girl. I can't think of anyone.
There's very few that I'm sitting here going like, no, can't do it. You know?
Gigi now, Hadid.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Check.
Okay.
You know, I mean, go down the list. Ken, the Jenners,
even Caitlyn.
Yeah, just for the story. I mean, it's worth the HIV.
Even Caitlyn?
Not Caitlyn, probably. Sorry, Caitlyn. Okay. Did just watch the documentary about Caitlyn Jenner, Untold, the series on Netflix.
How was
it's very
it?
Wonderful. Very good.
Oh, I need
it's
to
It's all
watch.
About Caitlyn's pursuit for gold in the decathlon, which, by the way, Caitlyn says Bruce did. So it's okay to say Bruce did that. It's okay out there. You're not dead naming if you do that.
Okay.
But also, by the way, it wasn't just people. The whole thing came about because of scenarios. You know, like, is there a sexual scenario that you would be into and get HIV for? One that is, like, so otherworldly that, like, you would never have a chance doing if not for the HIV deal.
No.
I figured. So I thought I would I would spin it for you.
Okay.
Say you have the marriage you've always dreamed of,
okay.
Meaning, like, you're married for 50 years. So you could see down the line, you know, you're having your 50th wedding anniversary. Your grandchildren are throwing it for you.
Okay.
You've had, you know, just a palatial estate your whole life.
Okay.
Plenty to leave for your children, riches and wealth.
I'm just happy.
Yes. Just a wonderful, fruitful marriage.
Okay. And I'm just so happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that your fantasy to get HIV for?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
What a tough predicament.
I'm just saying, that's like your fantasy, right? Like, wouldn't that be mm-hmm. considered your fantasy?
Happy. Just
yeah.
like.
Happily married.
Yeah, but like.
In a fruitful,
with
bountiful relationship.
And you said
love
a palatial
and
estate.
Yes, in a family.
And what is that?
Just a nice place.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
a
really
bit,
good
yeah.
one. A really like rich people house.
Yeah, and I get to like live the life I want because I have all
do.
The money
Your
that I need.
Loaded. He's like,
loaded. Yeah. Listen, and you're saying I live to old age?
That's not part of the bargain, but.
But you said it's 50 years of marriage.
Sure. Well, I guess that's old
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We are not our grandparents getting married at 17.
I'm going to go ahead and take that deal.
All right. Let's see what some other folks
okay.
are willing to. Get HIV for. On the last episode, Josh, you brought up the topic of who would you pick to contract HIV from in order to fulfill your wildest sexual desires and fantasy. Well, my wife is still alive and I might hear this, so I must begin by saying her. Now that I am in the clear, let's see.
Who is this guy?
This is Lucas.
Lucas. Love this.
So far,
okay,
so good,
he's
buddy.
In the clear.
So now that he's in the clear, let's say the old ball and chain is 6 feet under. You don't need to kill her in this explanation. She could just be like,
but he's saying
else.
He would never do this if she was alive.
Maybe. I would immediately pick Mariah Carey. And
oh.
the scenario would be as follows. So he's not only picking the person, he's picking the scenario as well.
God, he's doing great.
Mariah in the slutty Santa suit, I'm assuming from All I Want from Christmas or for
Classic.
Christmas is You.
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas
Love
is you. And apparently HIV. So they're having a snowball fight outside of her mansion as the sun is setting on the horizon. As the sun sets, she complains of being cold. So he suggests they take a bath together. The bathroom he envisions is an enormous place and has gold-plated everything right down to the color of carpet. Yes, carpeted bathroom. He's really like, he's naming the architecture
he's
of the bathroom.
This.
I mean, this is what you get HIV for, folks. You have to really think about it. Yeah. As she is undressing, I am waiting in the oversized gold clawfoot bathtub, overflowing with bubbles. She begins to sing, "Always Be My Baby." You'll always be my baby. Do-do-do-da. Do-do-do-do-do-da.
Do-do-do-do-da. I did when my boyfriend and I in high school were leaving for college. I lip-synced a video to "Always Be My Baby."
Wow. In college, huh?
High school. Like, yeah, we were like going and I made him like a "Always Be My Baby."
Oh my Lord.
So that's what I think of.
And then what happened?
Oh, we broke up.
Do you think it was the video?
He loved the video.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
He loved the video, but I
by the way, they fuck in the end of the story, for the record. They fuck.
Oh, continue. I'm sorry.
No, that was the end. Then we have sweet, passionate love. End scene.
So you said passionate love.
I said fuck, yeah.
Yeah, it's different. but Lucas, way to go.
What if it wasn't? Shouldn't we all like normalize it not being different?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Just asking. Listen. This is another one from Alec Robinson. Okay. He's in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. He says, after watching the week's episode and the AIDS conversation coming up, I couldn't help but put some time aside and really ponder who I was willing to accept HIV from. After careful considerations, I made my decision. I would 100% with open arms receive HIV from Kate Beckinsale, especially Kate Beckinsale from the 04 blockbuster hit Van Helsing. Love the show.
He did a throwback.
Alec Robinson. Yeah, so that is a little sort of wrench in the works that you could add. You can time travel in this fantasy.
You can time travel.
You know what I mean? You could pull up somebody. I could go 1999 Pamela Anderson. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that at the end of the day.
Oh.
Does that change things for you?
1957.
Ooh, going real old.
Frank Sinatra.
Corpses. Is that something that would tickle your fancy, going back in time to do something like Steve McQueen or something like this?
I think I'm still going to be Frank a hard Sinatra? No okay. on these. Yeah.
Cool. Let's get into the news.
That's
cool.
Hey.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The top story in the news, domestic semen terrorism.
Really?
Yeah.
It is?
The lead story.
That's the lead story of
from
the
Jamie, a Roach reporter out there, digging deep. Okay. I did say send in the stories.
Okay.
About here, because it was a story in South Korea, you see. And I wanted to know if we have any stateside semen terrorists.
Oh, yes, of course.
So this is like the Tim McVeigh of semen terrorism here.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A Maryland man, 51, stabs a woman with a syringe at a grocery store and had other needles filled with semen in his car. He told the victim, "It felt like a bee sting, didn't it?" After the whole thing. I bet having sex with this man would feel the similar way. A Maryland man who was arrested for allegedly stabbing the woman with the syringe in the grocery store had other syringes filled with semen in his possession, according to police. Thomas Byron, his name is Stemmen, very close to semen.
Yeah.
It just adds a little T there. He was charged on Tuesday for assault and reckless endangerment after he was accused of coming up behind the victim and sticking a syringe in her right ass cheek. Peter said she confronted Stemmen. The victim said that she confronted Stemmen after the alleged attack, who reportedly told her, "I know it feels like a bee sting, doesn't it?" On Friday, testing of the syringe confiscated from him, including the ones in his car, found the needles contained semen. Would you be relieved or not relieved if you found out there was semen? Because it really can't kill you.
Oh, yeah. Relieved.
Relieved? You say that with the most confused, the appropriate amount of confused look on your face.
Well,
relieved?
Yeah, because we don't want them hit, like putting in poison.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, or so, something that would like harm you, other than the initial prick of the needle and
obviously
it's a violation.
Yeah, and you can't get pregnant from where he inserted.
Yeah, I wonder what it would do. Really, I wonder what his end game. Again, these semen. We have to come up with a different name other than semen terrorism. If they're not inflicting this violence in order to change things politically or fundamentally, I don't understand why the label.
Yeah,
it just seems like
you're very
this
right.
is like the Joker. You know what I mean?
It's a like, semen attack.
Exactly, an attack.
Mm-hmm.
That's better. Or like,
thank you.
I can't think of another like a way to describe these people, but this is the latest encounter with the law for this man, who was served a warrant in 1999 as a fugitive from justice, according to Maryland online court records. The records also show he went to court in 2013 for a domestic violence civil suit. And in the latest encounter with the law, who was also... Okay, yeah, just repeats this again. But yeah, so this guy, I'm not going to... He doesn't get to be Tim McVeigh.
Why?
Because he's like I said, there's no terrorism involved here. There was nothing... There was no... I don't know what his motive was other than to get his jollies off.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just so sorry. I don't know who Tim McVeigh is.
Tim McVeigh is the man who committed the Oklahoma City bombings, folks.
Is that
for those
right?
of you out there who don't know? Do you remember where you were for those? Because those were earlier. Those were like 1997. I remember watching... I was homesick from school, and I watched it with my mom on the television.
Really? No, see, I don't remember that.
Oklahoma. And Tim McVeigh, by the way, my sister teaches at the high school he graduated from.
Oh.
And I always ask her, I'm like, you have any coworkers that taught Tim McVeigh? And she's like, we don't talk about that. No one's talking about Tim McVeigh, Josh.
Good, good.
And I'm like,
why
not?
I haven't heard his name. So
I guess that's good.
I was going along like I knew who Tim McVeigh is.
He is a domestic terrorist. The four Super Bowl losses by the Buffalo Bills might have turned him to that side of things. Huh. But really, it was Waco and a bunch of other things. Ruby Ridge. These things contributed to Tim McVeigh. And he was trying to make a political statement. Hence the terrorism label.
So this guy's not a Tim McVeigh.
No, there was, unless somebody comes to me and tells me that these jizz hottests out there have a political angle or want to change something fundamentally, I will not grant them the title of terrorist. I'm not going to get, it's like when Obama would shit on ISIS, he wouldn't call them terrorists. He wouldn't call them terrorists or like something else. I forget what he wouldn't call them. But it was because he didn't want to give them that lofty title.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he would be encouraging them. This way, he brought them down. He's like, that's just a bunch of ragtag losers in a Jeep, you know, or something like that, or in the back of a truck. They're not terrorists.
Would it be a terrorist attack had he been switching out vaccines with semen?
That's interesting.
Gotcha.
There you go. You just gave an example of what a semen terrorist could do. Wow, your mind.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
That is like the darkest thought I've ever heard you say.
Oh, really?
That's wonderful. I mean, look at you don't even know. You gave a perfect example of what could be a semen terrorist because they were anti-vax. So they swapped
up. I hope I don't
up.
Give anyone ideas. Don't do it. But I'm glad you thought it was good.
Oh my God, that's great. That would be a perfect example of semen terrorism. I thought you were going to say like if this guy went up to the woman in the grocery store and stabbed her and injected semen in her and then he was like, Trump won the election or something like that. Like he just yelled something as he did it. That would even be better. But no, he didn't do any of that.
He's just a creep, this guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. Just a fucking Looney Tune trying to get his rocks off. When you're traveling to a destination, when you don't know the language, it can be daunting. It can be kind of exciting, but you don't want to do that. You want to show off and be able to speak the language and maybe even learn some more things about the culture. I can't wait to travel again. I have not gotten to do it very much other than within our own United States since the whole debacle went down last year. And I can't wait to get back out there. And thanks to Babbel, I'm going to be a lot more prepared because Babbel's 15-minute lessons make the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. I'm on the subway learning a new language. I'm on the train. I'm on the bus. You know, I'm on the go all the time. And I use that travel time now to just crank out these Babbel lessons, friend, and I'm going to be so worldly by the end of it. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. You can start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, if you purchase 3 months of Babbel in their 3-month subscription, I'm going to hook you up with an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3, just by going to Babbel.com and using the promo code Josh. That's Babbel.com, code Josh. Babbel, language for life. Today's Josh Potter Show is also brought to us by HelloFresh. These people changed my life. I feel like a chef out there now. I know that they've made it super easy for me because there's not a lot of really prep time or time of consumed cooking. It's really simple. I think even like my dog could do it if I had a dog because they make it so easy for you and it's so good, dude. You got to check out the variety of recipes that they have up at HelloFresh. And right now they're getting ready for some autumnal sort of recipes. Yes, that's right. Fall is here, my friend, and the fall harvest is officially on with HelloFresh. Count on seasonal recipes like pumpkin cinnamon rolls and Friendsgiving-ready sides, as well as fresh, high-quality ingredients that travel from your from the farm, to your front door in less than a week. Friendsgiving-ready sides. You hear that? So you're going on one of those Friendsgiving sort of situations, and you want to figure out, how can I wow everybody? Well, HelloFresh is making it easy. It's making you look like a superstar when you go to your Friendsgiving. And I want to hook you up right now, as a matter of fact. You can go to HelloFresh.com/JoshPotter14. Use code JoshPotter14 for up to 14 free meals. That's right, including free shipping. So you go to HelloFresh.com/JoshPotter14. Use code JoshPotter14. Boom, 14 free meals, including the free shipping. And I want you to remember, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people trying to get their rocks off, though, there's a new trend in the dating world, and people brought this to my attention, many people out there in the Roach Reporter community, because it's referred to as roaching.
Oh.
Roaching is the newest gross trend to infest the dating world. Like the nasty namesake insect, the act of roaching gets its strength from numbers. Have you heard about this thing?
No.
The latest memeified dating discourse defining a phenomenon of courtship that is so unfortunately common as to be unavoidable, much like the infamous cockroach itself. Are they talking about me? So-called roaching refers to the act of hiding the fact that you're seeing multiple people from a new romantic partner. So this is a tale as old as time. It's just got
as
a
old
new title.
As time.
Yeah.
It's called roaching now.
Yes, and I kind of think that's cool. That makes it sound kind of neat.
I mean, as we all know, I'm a big fan of The Bachelor. And that's pretty much what The Bachelor Bachelorette is doing, just in the open.
Wow, look at you. They're all roaching on there, F-Boy Island and such. Did you watch that?
I did. I have some thoughts.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Bunch of roaching going on there.
Do you know the ending?
Yes.
Well, I think that the F-Boy that chose to keep the $100,000 instead of dating,
which one was
Sarah,
that again?
The blonde Garrett.
Yeah. The biggest F-Boy there.
The biggest F-Boy. I think he should have 100% won the money and not have to donate it to charity, because he was so clear as day. She knew he was an F-Boy. She knew that she had a chance of losing the money picking an F-Boy.
I have thoughts on that, by the way, because she went into the whole thing going like, they all think their radar is so spot on. They can find the F-Boys and the nice guys, and they know the difference, and they couldn't have fucked that up more.
And then once they found out they were F-Boys,
they're like, I don't care. And
like,
I was like,
they're
going to
change
why,
for me.
This is why people, this is how F-Boys keep respawning.
Idiot woman.
Sorry, that was loud, huh?
Idiot woman.
I just think it's wild that they kept picking the F-Boys. And I was like, see, you're not fixing anything.
And here, they were like, she was talking about Garrett being like, I can tell he's a good one. And then she found out he was an F-Boy and still went along with it, thinking she changed him. So anyways, do you think it was right that he didn't win the money? It was a game, and he was so clear that he was an F-Boy.
And he clearly won the game.
He won. He
so
did
why
what
not?
He
yeah.
had to do. And
but at the end of the day, he is a, I'm sure, I want to find out next time they make this show, put on there not F-Boy or nice guy. I want to find out rich dad, poor dad. Because this fucking Garrett guy, he's like, I'm a cryptocurrency broker. It's like, your dad's rich, bro. Shut the fuck up. Like,
I did see a comment. Someone
you've
being
accomplished
like,
nothing.
They're like, what if he really needed the money? They should have given it to him. And I was like, there's no way he needs the money.
There's 0% chance that any of those people need the money. They're all like, that's what I need to know. Whose dad's rich?
Rich dad, poor dad.
Yes, exactly. Because then it's like, you can also suss out who's a nice guy then at that point.
You can.
I think. Have you ever been a victim of roaching?
No.
Like, you've never dated a guy that turns out he was dating someone over there, someone over there?
Actually, yes. But I wasn't like, I guess, yeah, dating.
Because it's just dating.
I did go to like a bar, and then I was like there to meet up with him, and he was really drunk, and he was like all over this other girl.
Whoa. You went to meet up with him and he was doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Were you late or something? What happened?
You know what? I think it was like, oh.
Because what a dumbass. He's
yeah,
like, Chase, come on over. And
I'm
he's like, I'm going to squeeze this
out. I forget. The facts are, you know,
blurry,
a
sure.
blur now. But I just know that, like, I was there to meet up with him with my friends, and he was with his friends, and he was like all over this other girl.
God damn.
So is that roaching?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's just like kind of, I guess. Was he dating that other girl too? Or just like
know.
He saw her at the bar and was grinding?
No,
on
I think
her.
He knew her.
Have you ever roached a person before?
No.
You've never dated more than one person?
No. Not like seriously.
Right, right. But no, I don't think this is about seriousness. I think this is like going out with somebody while also going out with other people.
I've been on 2 dates in 1 week.
Yeah, that I think that counts.
Am I a roach?
Maybe a little bit. I think we're all a little bit of a roach. I'll tell you, I mean, I have low self-esteem and low self-worth. And there was a time when a girl who was absolutely gorgeous and like right up my alley, she liked me. And simultaneously, another smoke show who was just like out of my league liked me. And I thought I could spin the plates.
Mm.
And I got caught. And I wasn't even like, it was so new that I thought I wasn't doing anything wrong, which I don't think I still was
you're
doing
not.
Anything wrong. I was kind of seeing which one I...
Until you have the exclusive conversation, you're not.
Right. And I was kind of seeing like which one I connect with better before I like date one of them for real.
Of course.
For real. Then I got caught and
you
one of them made the
wrong,
decision.
Josh.
One of them made the decision for me. And so...
So that made it easy.
Yeah. So I guess would I be the roach if I have not roached?
But can I say, yeah, you have to have roached. Yeah. But this kind of seems like roaches come in a lot. There's like a lot of roaches.
Right.
I don't think this
I don't know
is
why
saying
it's called
two.
That.
I think it's saying like multiple, like a lot.
Well, here's the signs. They'll be very protective over their phone. I was at the time because she, the one
you didn't want her to see.
Well, that's how I got caught. Who are you texting? Oh, it's just, and then they read it. Bad news bears.
No. Oof.
Dates will always start and or end at someone's home. Sex will be a part of the focus, all of your dates, because that is all they want. Well, come on now. Come on now. People who treat dating apps like their own personal candy store can only keep the momentum going for so long. After a while, they will slip up. It is with dating apps probably a little more frequent, right? Because you're just...
Yeah.
You got one from Monday, Thursday.
Of course.
Friday. You know what I mean?
You
just keep pounding them out. But I don't think there's anything wrong. Go out there and live your fucking life, folks.
I don't think there's
if you're
anything
a roach, you're a roach.
Roaching.
If you're not, as long as you're not like claiming that you're exclusive with all these people,
that's
I don't see
the
what
thing.
The problem is.
If you're calling them all your girlfriend, big red flag deal breaker.
Yes.
But if it's you're dating and you haven't had that conversation yet, it's okay.
It's okay. Be a roach, folks.
Be a roach.
Taste all the flavors of life.
Taste the rainbow.
Have you done the milk crate challenge on TikTok yet?
No, what's that?
They banned it. You didn't even know what it was?
I am not up with pop
it's
culture.
It's where people walk on the milk crates, you see, like
yeah.
this.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I did see that.
And they fall off and break their
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I did see that.
I think I could do it, by the way. They banned it on TikTok. That's what the story says. We don't even need to go into it. They banned it on TikTok because people were breaking their face on the ground.
Like literally breaking their face.
Oh, yeah. People got, there was one person I think maybe died. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad TikTok banned it.
Juju Smith-Schuster did it, though, a player for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Everyone's like, what are you fucking doing? You're going to, like, twist your ankle.
Yeah, no,
hurt.
Aren't they under contract to not do TikTok
You would think.
Challenges?
I thought that they weren't supposed to, like, no, he's, by the way, he's, like, a TikTok star. He was doing TikToks last season, doing dances on the opposing team's logo. People were like, stop it. You're just making bulletin board material. People are going to fucking, he hasn't really recovered.
Oof.
Now, this is an interesting one as we round out the news because we have to get into the sports.
Yeah.
And
I
we have a game to play.
Start with the sports.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes we'll see. It depends.
You
I mean,
shook
that
things up today.
You know, sometimes, you know, things are pressing. We have to get to them quicker.
Okay.
This one was sent in from Dan Nern, a Roach reporter out there.
Mm-hmm.
The headline reads, parents ordered to pay for son's porn collection that they got rid of. This man wrote an email to me. He says, in my home state of Michigan, we have a little battle between parents and son. I'm pretty sure you guys talked about this, and I can't remember if we have, by the way. What I remember happening was the son had a huge porn collection. The parents threw it out or something, but the son had a collection evaluated and was given an official monetary value. Now the parents have to give the kid over $30,000 since they made him get rid of pretty cool stuff.
Why do they have to? He sued?
Yes, here's the story.
Okay.
A Grand Haven couple has been ordered to pay $45,000 after disposing of their son's pornographic collection. David Working, 43, sued his parents. He's 43. Why is your porn on your why is your porn on your parents' computer, bro? Get your own computer, dog.
Oh, I thought it was magazines.
It might be too. I mean,
because
can,
I feel like magazines.
I mean,
the
story
more...
is in the year 2001, so I think it's not magazines. I think it's probably like videos you purchased and things on the internet,
okay.
Files and such. But we can find out. So he, they threw it away after what a judge called a trove of pornography and array of sex toys. So maybe it was magazines. I don't know. We'll find out as we keep going here.
Okay.
The judge denied the son's request for treble damages, apparently, which can be awarded under Michigan's conversion statute. I don't need the fucking laws. I want to find out what the porn was.
I don't think they'll tell you.
This is what they say in the court here.
Okay.
However, given the range of valuations for individual pieces and the inability of Dr. Hartman to even estimate the value of these pieces, the court declines to use an average value to award these damages. That's what they wrote initially. He valued the collection at $25,000, but asked the judge to triple damages for what his attorney, Miles Greengard, called the wanton destruction of the property. So that means, like, they valued it at $25,000, and he bumped it up to $45,000 for the wanton destruction of property. David Working had moved in with his parents in late 2016 after a divorce. When he moved out, he expected his parents to send his belongings to Indiana. A dozen of boxes of pornographic films and magazines never showed up. And an email his father wrote, "Frankly, David, I did you a big favor getting rid of all that stuff."
Oh, no.
The man just went through a divorce.
Oh, no.
I get what his father was doing. His father was going, "You're never going to fuck something else if you have all this stuff."
Of course. He was being a good dad, but if the son was 17, not 43. I feel like at 43, you kind of let...
The clock is checked.
You've done your job as the parent. You can't really...
Send him his porn. He's 40 fucking...
He's 43.
Yeah. He's not really going to get back out there.
I thought the kid was in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
That's really overprotective parents there. Yeah,
that's like... Not only that, it's like... It's just sad that your parents discovered it. Like, I would have taken that box with me when I moved, as opposed to, like, send it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it got lost, here's the other part. If it got lost or something,
yeah,
or it didn't show up, I wouldn't call my parents and go, "What happened to all that porn?
Right.
Where'd all the porn stuff go?"
What would you say?
I would never talk about it again. I'd be like, "I guess I got to remake my collection." It would just be gone in the wind. I'd be like, "Well, that's a bummer, but it was just magazines after all. I can take my phone out and watch anything on video that I would like."
Maybe, though, he knew it was like if I had a box of Beanie Babies that were worth a lot of money.
Well,
that,
I think that's, this guy was really into his magazines, so he's like, "This is like," he treated them like they're baseball cards.
He
probably
knew that they were, he was holding on to those for the money.
Yes. The sex toys was just something for fun, I guess.
But did, I want to know, rich dad, poor dad? Because if it was a poor dad that had to chalk up $45,000, I feel very bad.
That's true. If it's a rich dad, I don't feel bad at all.
Because $45,000 is a lot of money for a parent.
Well, they're
to
in
hand
Michigan.
Over.
That's a lot. Yeah. No, no doubt. But he's in, and to sue your elderly parents over your porn.
Yeah.
Golly.
They probably. I wonder if they talk still.
I don't care about that. Not a fig.
Me neither.
Well, let's play the sports thing and get into it. Eh?
Okay.
Beep 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 beep. Beep 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 beep.
You have such a lovely voice.
Thank you. I think I showed that earlier when I was singing, "Young girl, get out of my mind."
You sing a lot. There was Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas."
I've been so craving karaoke since COVID ended. It's so weird. I never cared about going to karaoke.
COVID has not ended, my friend.
You know what I mean.
We are in it.
You know what I mean. I got my vax. I did all the things they said. I'm living my life.
Do you know I had COVID? Oh yeah,
I know
I
you
to
did.
It.
I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it.
Oh no, I mean,
you had it after you got vaccinated, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Cautionary tale. But here's the thing.
I got it at a comedy
all
show.
All you got was a sore throat, right?
And tired.
See, I don't think I. If I got it then, since then, I probably didn't even know. Because there's no way a sore throat would like prompt me to test myself.
But I lost my taste.
That would have done it.
And
yeah,
my
that
smell.
Would have made me test myself. Yeah. So that's a little different. That sucks. That's like the worst part of it.
Yeah.
So you didn't even get
Oh,
like,
no, I lost weight. I've gained it back since, but I was so happy.
Well, okay.
I lost my appetite.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. That's a perk
true.
For girls.
I don't want to lose my smell. or taste. That's like what I'm saying. I have not had that happen to me yet, so I chalk that up as to me not having it.
Yeah, you haven't had it.
I hope I don't ever have it, but who knows? I'm going on the road a lot, folks.
Yeah.
And I'm doing meet and greets because daddy's vaccinated, so I don't care. Even though you said I could still get it, whatever. I did what they said.
Yeah.
Have you been seeing anything about this? Because I know that your high school days.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever date a football player, by the way?
No, but I also went to a performing arts high school.
Oh, there was no football players.
The jocks were the theater kids.
The lead in Grease was the jock. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well,
but no, I went to a normal high school for 2 years and I did not date a
even since
player.
Then, somebody who's been like, I played football in high school.
No, that would be cool though.
It would be cool, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sometimes they tend not to be cool.
I think most of the time.
Well, in this case, you might date a current high school football player because they're not really in high school. Turns out it's this whole Bishop Sycamore saga. Did you see this?
No.
So in this story, a high school was on television playing on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
The high school doesn't exist. They're a fake high school, and somehow they got all the way to national television. And now Ohio's governor is investigating the situation. We will never see a more absurd sports story than Bishop Sycamore, according to this article here. We seem to be coming to an end of the Bishop Sycamore story. This is truly the most absurd sports story in a long time and has everything from playing on national television, taking over Twitter for multiple days, jokes. Now Ohio's governor is investigating the situation. More details are coming out this past Monday. A 247 guy brings up a player on the roster. Okay, so this is when they played the game back on Monday. He was supposed to graduate from Florida in 2020. He used a fake ID and a fake recruiting profile. The fact that this story didn't die on Monday showed that even more stuff was coming out, and boy, did it. You have a former player talk to... Is that your phone or mine?
Oh, it's Ryan Sickler.
We are recording, buddy. So, I mean, he just left here.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an emergency.
Do you want to answer?
No. I'll get it in a little bit. So... I don't know what this is leading to. Basically, they were on TV. Everyone was all like, this is crazy.
Oh, you've heard about this.
Yes, everybody. It was on Twitter. It was all over the place about this fake high school somehow usurping all of the checks and balances to make their way onto ESPN and play a game. And they had no business there. They were getting smoked by high school. And then it turns out the kids were all older.
That's what I wanted to ask. How old were the kids?
Some of them were as old as 21.
So, but what did those kids have in it? Just they wanted to play
football on television. And here's this is where I went with it, because football is so finite.
Mm.
Like, you play only so many games, whether it be, say you make it to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you played 4 years of high school, maybe not even, a couple of years of high school. That's what, 15 games, maybe, mm-hmm. 14 games. Then you go to college. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking the same thing. 15, 16 games. I can't remember how many. I don't follow college enough. Maybe 17 games. But regardless, times four. That means like if you play all 4 years of college, you've played in 50 games maybe. That's like nothing.
Yeah.
Baseball players play 50 games in a season.
Oh.
They play 180 games in a season. So they play 50 games multiple times over in a season.
Oh, so it's so like football's rare to play.
Yeah, it's very like, and there's no like bar league football. Sure, there's flag football. There's touch football, stuff like that. There's no like strapping on the pads and playing with fucking 11 on 11, just like for fun.
Sure, you know what I mean?
So,
12.
Yeah. So it's like there's no way that you can keep doing it. So these guys are all like washed out of the sport. And so they just found a way to play again. They're maybe the most passionate football players there ever were.
Because it's not like they were getting paid.
No.
Wow. Yeah. That's passion.
Maybe they're. Fake school got some money for being on ESPN, but that's how they kept funding their passion.
Because it's not like them getting on ESPN to play would get them into the major leagues.
It'll never happen. No,
is it the major leagues we call
well,
it?
Well, the NFL, yes. And yeah. It's the major leagues in baseball and stuff like that. But get up into the pro level. No, they could never do that. So I think like we should stop shitting on these folks and celebrate their love of the game.
Yeah. It seems like you know how like in high school there's the soccer team, but if you didn't make the high school soccer team, you can play the like
play house leagues.
Yeah.
And if you do,
it seems like that's what that is.
Well, yeah, that's what.
But they just
but there
went
is
under.
No version of that in football.
There's no version of that in football.
Right. Like, and you could play. I could go play bar league soccer. What do you mean?
Okay, I think that they should have house leagues. I'm going to say it.
Well, it's a violent sport, and it's actually it's one of those things where it's like if you're not all on the same skill level, people can get hurt a lot easier.
Okay,
it's a lot to coordinate too with
okay,
all those
so
people
it's for their safety.
More or less. I mean, like, and we found out through this Bishop Sycamore game, a lot of people were just getting. I mean, they got destroyed.
Got wow!
Destroyed.
Yeah.
People were getting hurt. I mean, it was real bad. So okay. that's the problem.
It's so it's like, not messed up.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes diligence. It's a very it takes courage to play football, and it's like. If you're playing it at the hardest extent of the game, if you're playing like a real game where you have pads and you have 11 on 11, you are, it's got to be organized because otherwise it's a shit show and you're just playing like jail rules.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
This
it's not like basketball or soccer or something where it's just a ball and a couple guys and maybe a net. You can just run around in a parking lot and play it or something, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. There was a story I heard when the Olympics were going on. He was like a professional, or he was an Olympic skier, but he also got into college for football. And he was making money by doing like ads as the skier.
Right.
And forgive me, I don't know his name nor what college he went to for football or any of
that. But he couldn't, he probably got kicked out of playing college
he
football.
He got kicked out
for accepting money.
Because he was accepting money. And I thought that was a little messed up.
No, it's fucked up. They just changed that this year.
I know.
Well,
I
in
saw
all
it on
college
his,
athletics.
Yeah. Which, thank goodness, this happened, I probably like, it was like the 2008 Olympics or something.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I no, didn't yeah, like
it,
that.
It used to be like, if I handed a college athlete $20, they could get kicked out of playing football.
Would you do that just to mess with them?
I mean, I would love to be a, there's boosters all over the world, all over America, who buy them cars, they figure out ways to do it. I would love to be, if I loved, I love the Buffalo Bills, but they're a pro organization, so those guys are making more money than I'll ever make. But if it was a college team that I really loved and I became rich, I would so be that guy.
Really?
But there is no college team I love that much.
Okay.
But if there were, I would love to be the booster who goes to all the games and everything. I got a wing named after me in the practice facility. I got a fucking, and I'm just like, what's up there, Jamarcus? You want a Fiat? I got an in at the local dealership. We'll get you hooked up. I wanted to play a game with you before we go because the NFL season is approaching, speaking of football.
Okay.
And I did this kind of with any back when this show was created. And I thought it would be a great way to have you on later in the year. But I decided instead of, because with any, what we did was we said, rank these quarterbacks based off of their drip. And so he ranked them, top 10 quarterbacks. I think he got half of them, right? So I decided we'll take 5 running backs. And I guess the stat will be, should I make it touchdowns or yards? I still haven't decided that in my head.
Touchdown.
You want to make it touchdowns?
That's when this is touchdown. Yeah.
That is a touchdown.
Yeah, I think I want to do that.
All right, we'll go by touchdowns. So we're going to show you 5 quarterbacks.
Okay.
And then you have to rank them.
Who's the best?
Who will get the most touchdowns this season?
Who will?
Yes.
I'm predicting.
Yes, based off of their clothing.
Oh, okay.
So this we have Derrick Henry as the first choice up here right now.
Okay.
There he is.
He's out wearing, of 5?
He's wearing a, well, yes. So like you don't, you're only seeing one. So like he'll float. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure you'll put someone ahead of him or whatever.
Sure.
But I'll keep a little running list going here.
Okay. So.
So Derrick Henry, by the way, sporting a suit coat of some sort and
very
pants.
Very stylish.
By the way, those words on it, you can't see from over here across the room, but maybe at home they can see every victim of violence from police. Every African-American who had a problem with the police, a victim of them, scrolling across his name. So those are all names of people. George Floyd's on there, Breonna Taylor.
He just got some points. I truly thought it, there was a, I thought it said quinoa. I saw quinoa.
Could be one of their names. I don't know. So many African-Americans had problems with the police. Quinoa.
Wow. I like Derrick Henry. I like his pose. He looks very strong. He looks angry.
He's big. He's huge. His name's King Henry.
Oh, King Henry.
Yes, he's a force to be reckoned with.
I like him. Let's go ahead.
So far,
right now,
he's
number one.
Yes.
Yeah, he's number one.
Who do we have next? Aha. I believe, I can't read my own writing. I believe this is Alvin Kamara. Am I right, Kirsten? Alvin Kamara and the fur, I believe, chinchilla, maybe faux chinchilla.
I don't like Alvin Kamara.
You don't like Alvin Kamara.
He reminds me of OG Jared on F-Boy Island.
Okay.
That swag, it's way too confident.
Now, does it change your opinion knowing that he plays for the New Orleans Saints and Hurricane Ida?
Oh, okay. You know what? Let me give him a point for
okay, just a slight
for New Orleans. Shout out to
New
Orleans.
So far, he's two though. I would say
Way too much, just like confidence. He seems like a jerk.
Okay, so we're gonna put two for now, and it could lower.
For now, he's a two.
Well, because you know, I mean, we
but
don't know
here,
who else is on the list.
Let me just say. So yeah, he looks a lot smaller than King Henry.
He is,
but he might look that confident because he's
King
probably
Henry is the
really
biggest
good.
Gentleman of this pack, by the way, tallest, biggest man.
Does that have anything to do with touchdowns?
Oh yes.
Okay, so he looks tiny, this guy.
Okay, yeah, he is kind of a slash guy. I mean, he's a, you know, he's a little June bug out there.
Yes,
he's exactly.
A roach on the.
I don't want to call him that, but so he's lower than Travis Henry. Okay, or excuse me, Derrick Henry. I see
and,
Travis Henry.
And
I
think like super confident, and there must be a reason he's that confident.
Well, he's good, you know.
Yeah.
These are the top five running backs in the NFL.
These are. Okay.
These are projected to be. Okay. So who's next do we have? Aha, Dalvin Cook.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Oh, you like that? Because I thought the fish would dissuade
what?
You.
What a sweetheart. See, he's not wearing the chinchilla jacket, and he's just at home fishing in his pond.
This would be a red flag Tinder profile picture, though.
Yeah.
Because he's got a fish and he's shirtless. That's
yeah.
Double red
oh,
flags.
Oh, yeah. Is this his Tinder profile
No,
picture?
But if it were, I was saying.
I bet it is, to be honest.
It could very well be.
I think he, just going off looks, he just looks like such a sweet, genuine guy.
So he goes where?
He's a hard worker.
These are all accurate.
He's second.
Second, okay.
Yeah, because something about King Henry, he doesn't pass up King Henry
so
yet.
Far, he's in the middle then, number two, and Alvin Kamara drops to number three. Who do we have next? Aha. Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns.
Nick Chubb looks like
very classic suit out on the red carpet of some event.
Yeah, he looks like he's at a movie premiere.
Mm-hmm, maybe. And I can't see what that says in the background. Probably
honors.
Some brand.
Oh, honors. It looks like he's getting honored.
Oh, for ESPN,
okay.
Perhaps. An award show.
He looks strong.
Okay.
He looks right the same size as King Henry.
Not quite, but he is not at all. Yeah, no, he's
not at all.
No, King Henry's huge.
So I'm going to actually put him second. I do Cook better as just a person, but...
You think Nick Chubb will get more touchdowns?
Nick Chubb looks like he's going to get some touchdowns.
Because it's not based off of if they're a good person or not. It's based off the touchdowns.
I'm sorry. Is a touchdown when you kick it or when you run...
When you run it in. These are all running backs, so they're going to primarily be running it in.
These are
some
the
of them
runners.
Might catch it. Some of them might catch it on times.
But this isn't when they're going to like just kick it over the
There's
thing.
No kicking. Kicking's nothing to do with that. That's a field goal.
That's a field goal.
Or an extra point.
That's the extra point.
Depending on the situation.
Okay, and tell me what team does he play for?
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
I don't know if that dissuades you at all.
It means nothing to me. I'm going to give him second.
So then that makes Dalvin Cook third and Alvin Kamara fourth?
Yeah,
or do you want to move anyone else around?
No.
Okay. And last but not least, or maybe least, we'll find out.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
Oh, boy. Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers wearing a sombrero and a shirt that I can't. Kirsten, can you tell us what that shirt says?
Oh,
I thought it was going to be something to do with
the inner city blacks.
But no, it's a sombrero, very Latino.
Let me tell you, Aaron Jones looks fun. He looks like he knows how to have a good time.
We'll say that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he also is confident. I mean, I guess, again, they're the top five, so why wouldn't they be? But I'm going to say he goes out there and he's the type of person before a game, he goes, you guys, let's just have fun.
Okay.
He just reminds them to have fun.
I like that, yes.
So football, he's not so intense about it. He's laughing, he's smiling.
I don't know his personality enough to sign off on all this.
And
but
when he gets the touchdown, he's going to do a choreographed dance.
It is with the Packers. He'll jump up to do the Lambeau leap a bunch. Mm-hmm. He is on the same team as Aaron Rodgers, who is no fun at all. So I don't know if that's going to have anything to do with to damper his light. You know,
who's Aaron Rodgers? Did we talk about him already?
Aaron Rodgers dates Shailene Woodley.
Oh, right.
Might be engaged to her. I don't know.
Okay, I like.
Was a host of Jeopardy for a spell. So where does Aaron Jones rank?
I'm having a tough time because he reminds me of Cook.
That's who I think you're going to end up having him.
Good guy, fun. But I'm going to say,
I hope one of them have a domestic situation. Good guy, Jason.
Quote me on
Aaron
this.
Aaron Rodgers,
he's
good,
a good guy.
Or Aaron Jones.
I'm going to put him third.
Third. So that bumps Dalvin Cook to fourth.
Listen.
That bumps Alvin Kamara to fifth.
I want to say they're all neck, 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 and neck, and neck. They're like.
Sure. No, I get it. So that's interesting. So if you're at home keeping score, Derrick Henry number one. I think that could come true. I'm not going to lie. This is like turned out to be a decent list. Nick Chubb, number two. Number three, Aaron Jones. Number four, Dalvin Cook. And number five, Alvin Kamara. We will see.
What happens if I'm right?
I don't know. Did you want to make a bet?
Yeah.
How would name it? Let's go.
$100? Dollars.
Yeah, that's fine. I could do that.
That's
I'm
a
not
going to
make you pay
that's
me.
That's a lot of money for me to put on the line for me not knowing.
How about this?
Guys.
If you lose, nothing will happen. If you win, you win $100.
But I won't take your money.
No, I won't take your money.
Okay.
You can have $100.
It'll be a metaphorical
$100. No, it's the show's money. The show's it's like a prize from the show.
I will take the show's $100 if I get it right.
We'll have it by the end of the football season, I'm assuming, the money.
Right?
I don't know.
Sponsors?
Yeah. Can you send me the money? Nevertheless, Chase, thank you so much for coming on the show. Please plug all of your things once again.
Oh, what a lovely song.
Yes, again, the Craftmatics with 34.
I am so happy to have been back on the show. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to have you back, obviously, as this goes along.
Yes.
To keep track of things.
You can follow me at Chase_O'Donnell. That's two O's, two N's, two L's.
Ooh,
and,
look at you.
Can you believe that? And then my podcast is Chase Your Enthusiasm, and I would just love you to check it out if you want to.
Spell that thing again for me. Two O's?
Two O's? Two N's?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
There's two O's?
O apostrophe D O N N.
That's confusing, you see, because it sounds like O apostrophe O.
What did that confuse?
It did.
You?
And then the D's. There's not two D's.
No, I didn't say that. Two O's, two N's, two L's.
Okay, the N's
just
and the L's are next
e
to each other. That's
one
right. Okay,
D.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
But the O thing confused me.
I know,
really
I really
me in a
just
loop there.
Threw that in there
what
to spice things up. But yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Awesome. And your social media, did you plug that?
Chase_O'Donnell. Two O's.
My bad.
Two N's,
my bad. Yes.
Two
okay.
L's.
And you can follow me, by the way, on social medias as well. Twitter is @J_Potter. Twitch is, Instagram is Josh_Potter. They're different, but kind of similar. So go check them out. And twitch.tv/Josh_Potter, by the way. Pleased to be following me on there and subscribing if you so choose. But also, I want to let you know, I'm going to be out on the road one more time. Again, coming up here, I'll be this weekend with Annie Letterman in Cleveland at Hilarities. Beyond that, middle of the week show on the 15th at Zany's in Nashville. And then Washington, D.C. on September 30th, going to be at the D.C. Improv. And way, 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 way down the road, Buffalo, New York, my hometown, my home club where I learned how to do comedy, Helium Comedy Club, going to be returning there for 5 shows Thanksgiving weekend. All the links to the tickets are up in my link tree on all the social media that I already mentioned. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for watching and listening. Rate, review, subscribe, all of those things. I appreciate it a great deal. And keep all of your Roach reports and your music and everything else coming to joshpottershow@gmail.com. And we will see you next Tuesday on The Josh Potter Show.
See ya.